Easy rewards, 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 easy rewards.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It's mentioned, dear viewers of Madhi channel, that none other than the most perfect creation, none other than the leader of all creation, none other than the most fragrant creation, none other than the one who Allah Azza wa Jalla loves the most. I am talking about the Prophet of mankind and the peace of our heart and mind, and the most generous and kind, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What has he mentioned to me and you, dear viewers of Madhi channel? It states here in the Musannaf of Abdul Razak, volume 2, page 140, hadith number 3116, that the best of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he has said that whenever you recite salat upon me, whenever you send peace and blessings upon me, whenever you read Durood Sharif and send salawat upon me, your name along with your identity is also presented to me. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Not only there, dear viewers of Madhi channel, it doesn't just stop there. It goes on to mention that recite excellent salat upon me with beautiful words. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madhi channel, as we are in the blessed month of Ramadan, and you know, one on any other given day, sending peace and blessings upon the best of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there's countless virtues, there's countless rewards, there's countless blessings that me and you can get from this. But imagine in the most merciful month, in the month of Allah Azza wa Jal, imagine that your name is being presented to the one who Allah Azza wa Jal loves the most in His blessed court. When you send peace and blessings, when you recite salat upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it's mentioned that your identity is presented to me. Now imagine when you are in that state where you are fasting, and your identity is being presented to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Imagine when you're trying to earn rewards, you're trying to do something good within this blessed month. Remember, the littlest things, they mean the most. The littlest things, the littlest of good deeds, Allah gets pleased with these the most. So imagine when you are sending peace and blessings upon the best of creation, you are fasting, you are in the masjid, you are in a state of i'tikaf, you are trying to stay patient throughout the whole day, you are working for your family, you are earning a halal livelihood, anything it could be. And on top of all this, the countless of virtues and blessings that me and you can get just by doing what? Whatever we're doing, part of our daily activity, but at the same time reciting peace and blessings from the best of creation. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us both, all of us, to abundantly recite peace and blessings upon the best of creation, so that me and you attain the blessing. We sending peace and blessings upon him, but our rank, dear viewers of Madhi channel, is increasing. When we send peace and blessings upon him, we are being presented into his court, into his pure, pure, merciful court. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us both to recite peace and blessings abundantly. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madhi channel, welcome yet again to our silsila called Easy Rewards, Asan Nekia. And within this episode, within this silsila, we try to talk about our daily activities. Every single day, the things me and you have to do. You know, some of us might do things as a formality. We might know that this is a good thing. We might not think about the bad. But we're so used to doing it, now it's become a formality. Now our intentions have gone, and now we are not doing it for the sake of Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Some of us, dear viewers on this channel, we might not even know that this is a good thing. You know, it's something that me and you are doing. Not just doing, we have to do this. For example, eating. In the previous episodes, I mentioned about eating. Now, in this blessed month of Ramadan, we have sehri, we have iftari, and in between, whatever drinks or whatever we have to boost ourselves up, to give us some energy, we have to do this. We have no choice, because we know throughout the entire day, I am going to be fasting, I ain't going to be eating. So what do? We know that we have to eat, but where's our intentions, dear viewers on the channel? Even that eating, something that me and you have to do, are we doing that for the right reasons, or are we doing that for the wrong reasons? Remember, some of us might not know that this is a good thing, but some of us might have shaitan whispering into our hearts, into our ears, that this is, you know, what you're doing. You should be doing it this way. This is the wrong way. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Carry on. Or some of us, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, we might not even know that this is good or bad, but we're just doing it for the sake of it. So in this silsila called Easy Rewards, we talk about our daily activities, what me and you have to do. And then, is this good or is this bad? How do I refrain from the bad? And how do I start making the good? You know, how do I start making this worthwhile? I have to do this anyway. So let's make the good intentions. And you know what? Above and beyond everything, alhamdulillah, in the holy month of Ramadan, the things that we have to do anyway, inshallah, in any other month, it would have been this, you get a certain amount of reward for this day or for that day or even on the Jummah day. But in a month of Ramadan, when it is full of blessings, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, imagine when you start doing your daily activities, every single one with the correct intentions, every single one for Allah and His Rasul, every single one to gain the mercy of Allah, to gain the pleasure of Allah. How amazing would it be if one of us, you know, do something, it's part of our daily activity, we have to do it anyway, and Allah loves this action so much that He has forgiven all of us. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. So let's make this intention before I go into the topics, that whatever we learn, we will try to act upon, not only in this blessed month, but in every single month as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madhya Channel, as we always discuss, you know, what this daily topic is, and then we try to mention the negatives and we try to mention the positives, sometimes it's such an action that we do anyway, where there might not be anything wrong in that action. You know, if there is, you know, it's very, very, very small, or it's very, very, very little. But sometimes it's become such, you know, such a normal thing. It becomes a habit. You know, it's not even just a formality. It's a habit now that we have to do this. We got no choice. Otherwise, you know, the mindset becomes like this, that I have to do this, otherwise my day won't be okay. I have to do this, otherwise my day won't be set. And you will understand when I tell you that I am talking about the intentions of drinking tea and drinking milk. Now, these are two things that not only we drink, but majority of the times giving our youth or giving our children milk. These two things we do almost every single day. And not just once. Again, we do this maybe twice, maybe three times, maybe even four times. Because why? We know that there might be good in this. We know that we become healthy. We know that, you know, if I do this, that this is something beneficial for me and for my children. You know, my kids, you know, it's mentioned in scientific research that the milk is very good for children. Why? Because it helps their growth and it helps their bones become stronger. But when we're doing this, are we making the intentions that we're supposed to make according to Islam? Are we making those intentions that we're supposed to make the way we're supposed to make them? Why? Because me and you are a Muslim. Me and you are a Muslim. And Islam is a set way of life. So, The first intention, dear viewers of Madni Channel, I will give to you, alhamdulillah, in this blessed month of Ramadan. Remember, we might be doing this 3, 4, 5 times in a day, and we might be giving, maybe we might give one child one glass of milk, but we might have 4 kids. So that's 4 glasses of milk. That's 4 times we're doing something in a day. And are we missing out on the reward on each and every single time? This is just an example. And if we really had the mindset of gaining good deeds and refraining from bad, we would not let even one single act go to waste. In fact, in the one giving the glass of milk to just one child, never mind the other 3, we will try to make as many good intentions as we can. So the very first intention, dear viewers of Madni Channel, is make this intention that when you give your youth something to drink, tea or milk, especially milk, tell them, and you yourself, if you're taking this yourself, I will recite, or you should recite, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before drinking tea or milk, so I can gain strength, or you can gain strength to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And when I talk about worship, dear viewers of Madni Channel, the first thing that comes to mind is namaz, our salah. But it isn't a salah. In Ramadan, the amount of acts you can do that all are mentioned in the blessed book of Amiri Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, Blessings of Ramadan. You know, if you look into that book and the amount of things it tells you, digar ibadat, how many different forms of worship are there? Not just salah, but you can make an intention that I'm going to drink this tea or drink this milk to gain strength, to gain my concentration, to recite the Holy Quran. This is also a form of worship. Not just that, dear viewers of Madni Channel, you might think about salah, then you will only get the intention of salah, you will only get the reward of salah, but no, think about all the worships, as many as I can do. What is namaz? Yes, also reciting the Holy Quran. Another thing, I will try to write Islamic literature, or if I'm listening to a speech, if I'm going to the ishtama of Dawat Islami, I will try to make notes of what the mubalighin of Dawat Islami are saying, so I can also, inshallah, take benefit from this and tell my family. Then, you can even think like this, dear viewers of Madni Channel, if it's not just for namaz and the Quran, and if it's not just taking notes yourself, writing Islamic literature, even to drink milk and to drink tea for this purpose so that I will study Islamic books, I will go to madrasa to learn the qaida, I will go to madrasa to read the Holy Quran, I will go to madrasa to learn laws of salah, another book, an amazing book, written by Amiri al-Sunnah again, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, within the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Even if you make these intentions, dear viewers of Madani Channel, I'm just talking about the first one, and I'm breaking it up, and I'm going deep into it, but even if you make this intention, inshallah azza wa jal, this could be a means of forgiveness for you as well. Not just for you, for your children as well. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, another intention that me and you can make, you know, I've just talked about, you know, I've tried to summarize and talk about how many ibadat are there, how many forms of worship are there, and how just by drinking tea and milk, we might do this so many times, and we might give this so many times to our youth, maybe even one glass like I mentioned, and we give one glass to each child or each student, maybe at school we give it to our students, or maybe in the madrasa we might be giving it to our students, or maybe we give to our elders tea in the masjid as well. Why don't we make all these intentions, dear viewers of Madni Channel? And along with all these other intentions, that you know what? With every single serving, while I serve this tea or this tea and this tea, or give this milk, this glass of milk and this glass of milk, or I take it myself, or for my family members, I will make as many good intentions. I won't let any single serving go to waste. Along with all of this, dear viewers of Madni Channel, another intention, another beautiful intention that me and you can have, that I will recite Alhamdulillah. What does Alhamdulillah mean? All praise be to Allah. And just another point of reciting Alhamdulillah. It's mentioned in the blessings of Ramadan that the one who recites Alhamdulillah, or the one who recites Subhanallah, or the one who recites Allahu Akbar, every single time he has recited them, one tree in Jannah will be planted for him. And it's mentioned here, carrying on with the intention that I will recite Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah after I have finished drinking. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, going into this intention, I like to mention two or three things. Firstly, that when we say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, like I mentioned, one tree will be planted in Jannah for me and for you. Now, if you look at this, me and you are gaining benefit. But if you look at it on a bigger scale, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you to drink. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you that tea. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you that milk. Allah Azza wa Jalla gave you to give it to your family members, to give it to your kids to drink. This is rizq and rozi. This is sustenance written already. And Allah has made this reach you. And now while you are drinking it, you are also gaining benefit in the dunya. When you gain benefit in the dunya, you're able to do the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. On top of that, you will say, Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla hasn't just done this for you. He's also planted a tree in Jannah for you. And not just that, when you say Alhamdulillah after finished drinking, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, above and beyond all of this, this is in the month of Ramadan, where one good deed equals to so many. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, how much good deeds are there for me and for you to collect? But we just don't have the mindset. Imagine if we had the mindset, the way I'm saying everything now. I wish I had this mindset as well. We're not perfect. We're never going to be perfect. We're not going to be like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. But we have to try. If we don't try, then how are we going to be the devotees of Rasul? The Sahaba, they knew they weren't perfect, but they had love. They have true mahabba and ishq for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. They had true love, you know, for the Prophet Muhammad and through him to please Allah Azza wa Jal. And look what Allah Azza wa Jal has done for me and for you, for our children, for our kids. That after everything, if we do this, all of this what I mentioned, this could be a means of forgiveness in the holy month of Ramadan for me and for you. Along with many, many, many deeds. One deed being multiplied by many. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, I've mentioned about drinking tea and about drinking milk and how you yourself can do this a couple of times in the day. Or even if you don't drink tea and you don't drink milk, you probably serve this to your family members and especially to the kids, especially to the babies or the real, real small children in our households. You know, we have to give them milk. Now I want to make, you know, some intentions for making dua. You know, what could be our intention for making dua, dear viewers of Madhi Channel? And I want to, you know, touch up on some negatives first. That, you know, when we make intention to do dua, when we make intention that I am going to ask Allah Azza wa Jal for so and so, sometimes, like I mentioned, there could be negatives creeping into our mind. The first thing I want to mention is, okay, you're doing dua to Allah, but are you really doing dua with full concentration? Or are you doing dua to show the X, Y, and Z, this person, that person, or this person, that look, I am a pious man, I am doing dua to show him that, you know, look, I am a good person, I am a Sufi type of person, you know, I am a scholar of some sort, or I am a imam sahab of the masjid, or forget all that, I am just a learned person, I know my stuff. So you should be asking me, I know how to do dua properly. So this is the first negative about dua, dear viewers of Madhi Channel. Are you doing this because of the people? Are you showing them that, look, I am learned? This is one point I want to mention. Another negative I want to mention, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, is that when you do dua, have, you know, a negative along with the formality. So before I go into the positive and mention that, you know, this might be a formality, let's make the good intentions. Along with that formality, our adab, our respect, when we are asking Allah Azza wa Jal for something, are we 100% concentrating? Okay, if it's not for the people, it's for Allah and His Rasul. But are we concentrating fully, like we're supposed to? Are we asking Allah Azza wa Jal fully, with our heart, fully, 112%? Indulged in asking Allah Azza wa Jal. Is our mindset 100% in that state where, you know what, I am the most sinful person. Don't look at anybody. You know, I mentioned people. Forget everybody else. They're all better than me and you. Think to yourself, I am presenting myself in the pure and majestic court of Allah Azza wa Jal. I am the most sinful person. Allah Azza wa Jal has given me everything. Even though Allah Azza wa Jal has given me everything, still, I am nothing but negligent. I am nothing but ignorant. I am nothing but the most sinful person. But still, Allah Azza wa Jal continues to give me. Putting all this into your mind and then asking Allah Azza wa Jal for dua, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, you yourself and me can answer the question, do we do dua like this every single time? And the answer is no, we don't. So the other negative is, do we have the right adab and the right mindset to do dua? Are our hands raised up? Some of us, you know, we're like this. This is not the correct way to ask Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Habib. In fact, it's mentioned that the Qibla of the palm of the hands for dua is the sky. The palm of the hands, when you do dua, the Qibla for dua is the palm of the hand should be facing the sky like this. And Allah Hazrat mentions there should be a small gap in between your hands. They shouldn't be overlapping one another. But in fact, it should be like this, dear viewers of Madhya Channel. And then we should have all that mindset that, am I doing this properly? Am I asking Allah Azza wa Jalla properly? Let's make intention, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, that whatever negatives I have just heard, I will try to refrain from them. And let's try to listen to two beautiful intentions that me and you can make going on to the positives. That when you make dua, what's the benefit? How should we make dua? And what's the intention? Dear viewers of Madhya Channel, listen to the first intention. I will make dua. I will make dua. Why? Obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and with the intention of acting upon the sunnah of the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I will make dua considering it an act of worship. Allahu Akbar. Now, so many things have been mentioned here, dear viewers of Madhya Channel. I will break it up like I always do. The first thing is, I will obey Allah Azza wa Jal. I will please Allah and His Rasul by asking Allah Azza wa Jal, by asking the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. But not just that, it doesn't stop there, dear viewers of Madhya Channel. Like I always mention in every single episode, and I will carry on mentioning, Islam is a way of life. And how is that way of life taught to me and you? It's through the beautiful sunnah of the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And again, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, no knowledge equals no rewards. No rewards equals wasteful thinking, wasteful time. Wasting the holy month of Ramadan when you should be thinking about every single deed, every single reward and gathering them all. What is it mentioned here? The intention of acting upon the sunnah of the best of creation. This is a sunnah. There's a set way. Now I've mentioned that it's a sunnah just doing dua. Imagine how the Prophet Muhammad used to have the mindset. Imagine how his heart used to be. Imagine how the pure heart, the pure mind, the best of the best tongue and the best of the best teeth and the best of the best lips and the best of the best eyes, you know, and the best of the best tears. All of this happening in one go, in one flow. And the best of the best, most merciful palms raised, blessing the skies, because the blessed palms of the Prophet Muhammad are facing the skies. Allahu Akbar. Imagine when we find out the way and how the Prophet Muhammad used to do dua. What are the sunnahs and the adab of dua? I'm only mentioning that the Prophet did dua. There's a big difference. I'm only telling you that the Prophet did dua. This is a sunnah. Imagine when we learn everything else, the views of Madhya Channel. So, let's make the intention to obey Allah, to please Allah, that I will act upon the sunnah and I will make dua considering it an act of worship. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. The final intention I would like to mention is that I will recite Hamd and Salah in the beginning and Salat ala Nabi at the end of my dua. And what's the benefit of this, dear viewers of Madhya Channel? Again, some of us might be doing this as a formality, but just to quickly mention that, you know, this reading Alhamd, for example, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and then As-salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah, and then mentioning our dua, and then reciting As-salatu wassalamu alayki ya Habibullah. This is also part of the adab. Why? Because before you ask Allah Azza wa Jal, you are praising Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. And then after praising Allah Azza wa Jal, you are sending peace and blessings upon the one who Allah Azza wa Jal loves the most. How could your dua not be accepted then, dear viewers of Madhya Channel? And above and beyond all of this, the dua that is recited, that is mentioned, and at the beginning and at the end, peace and blessings have been sent upon the best of creation, that dua, inshallah, will go beyond the skies, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madi Channel, unfortunately yet again we've had to come to an end of this silsila. And it is the blessed month of Ramadan. So let's make intentions as much as we can that, you know, I will carry on watching the beautiful silsila, the other silsila on Madni Channel. I will try to only keep watching Madni Channel because there is no other channel like Madni Channel. And whatever I learn, not just to this silsila called Easy Rewards, Asan Nekia, and you know, finding out that ye bhi neki hai, this is also a good deed, and refraining from the bad, I will watch the other silsilas and try to act upon as many sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and try to learn the Quran with correct tajweed, and I will try to attach myself to this beautiful fragrant environment of Dawat Islami that is like a massive tree giving its fruits to everybody. Nothing but benefit, dear viewers of Madi Channel. So let's make this intention that inshallah azawajal, even though we've come to an end today, that we will keep watching Madi Channel and we will always try to act upon whatever we learn on Madni Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.